Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, your power, O God. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the opportunity to know you, O God, as Lord and Savior. You are a good Father. You're a good God. And indeed, you love us. And I thank you for everyone that has gotten this chance to listen to this message, O God. I pray that you may speak to them, you may speak to me, you may speak to us, O God, and really communicate what your Spirit wants to say to us this morning. And I thank you that, Lord, you are here and your presence is here, O God. May your Spirit give life to the words of the Scriptures as you have promised, O God. We honor you, we adore you, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name I pray and believe. Amen. Thank you, my brother, my sister, for tuning in once again to this channel. And if you're new, we use this channel to preach God's word. And we've started a series about the call of God. And the first message we looked at was the call of Abraham. And we're studying the call of God through the life of Abraham. And we saw what God did, calling Abraham out of his family, out of his land, out of his father's household, and called him to a land, to a place that God will show him. And God did not communicate to Abraham where he was taking him. But he called him out of everything that their family was doing, from the land of Ur of the Chaldeans, and eventually took him to Canaan. And the Bible tells us that Abraham obeyed, and that was just amazing. He just obeyed, and he is a father of faith because he left to a place. And the second message that we looked at, you know, was about how Abraham lived by faith, you know, and he was looking forward to a city whose builder and architect is the Lord. His focus was not even in Canaan where he stayed, because in Canaan, he just lived in tents. And the Bible tells us that these people were still living by faith when they died. But because they were looking forward to a city whose builder and architect is the Lord. And today I want to continue. You can, you know, get the messages, just check through the channel and you can link it up. But today I want us to look at a message that the Lord continues to open in my heart about opportunity to return. Opportunity to return. And I want us to carry on our text from yesterday where we left it at Hebrews chapter 11 and about Abraham. And we're going to read from Hebrews 11 from verse 8 and we are going to take it up to 16. And I will read quickly. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he will later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who are heirs with him of the same promise, for he was looking forward to the city whose foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, verse 11, Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died, They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking, and this is our key theme, verse 15, Hebrews chapter 11. If they had been thinking of the country they had left behind, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Wow. Opportunity to return. You know, when God calls, God gives you a will, a free will to either follow him or not to follow him, to either continue with him or to go back. Because God never made robots. God has a will. And when he said he made man in his image and likeness, and he gave him dominion, he allowed him the opportunity to make decisions. And you can see that God called Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Abraham left. He left from Ur with his father, arrived in Haran, his father settled there. But when he was in Haran, the Lord called him to go to a place where he will show him. And for sure, he had to leave everything, his country, his possession, his family heritage. He had to leave the worship of the parents. The Chaldeans were moon worshippers and astrologers and into witchcraft. He left all that. And you see, as he went, it's not that he forgot the route back to go back to Haran or to go back to Ur. He knew the journey. He knew the road. Even if he didn't know, he would have asked people to take him back. But the scriptures tell us that if these had been thinking of the country they had left behind, they would have had an opportunity to return. You know, when things are tough, when God calls us, there are times that things get tough. As a believer, there are times that things will not get easy. And for sure, trials and temptations will come to test the commitment of your call. How committed are you to the call of God? How committed are you to living a Christian life? When January has its 40 days, as they say in quotes, will your focus be on how easy it was to make money? The mind, we can see if they were thinking, what is the focus of your thoughts? Many people live in the past. They remember the pleasures they had in Egypt, the pleasures they had while in sin. Or they remember the boyfriends that they could just call and get money in an instant. But now there is a call to righteousness and holiness. And there, but the door still is open. Opportunity to return. But we see that Abraham did not set his mind on what he left. He did not put his mind on what he had left behind. But he focused his mind on the city, on the heavenly country, a city whose builder and architect is the Lord. My brother, my sister, your focus must be on what the Lord has promised. The Lord has promised us salvation. He has promised us that we are his children when we receive Jesus, that we become sons of God and children of God. And there is a place that he has prepared. Jesus told his disciples that in my Father's house, there are many mansions. And the reason I go back is to prepare a place for you. Many people focus on these temporary things. Everything on earth is temporary. Fix our eyes on what is eternal. Let us not look at what is temporary. Be it pain, it is temporary. Be it struggles, it is temporary. Be it pleasure, it is temporary. Be it wealth. Maybe the Lord has blessed you abundantly. It is still temporary. There is something beyond this world. One of the things that happens when things get tough is that people grumble. And there is no better example of grumbling or complaining than the Israelites. When things got tough, do you know what they remembered? They told Moses, "Why did you bring us here to the desert to die? Is it that there were no graves in Egypt?" They also said, "We remembered how we would enjoy ourselves in Egypt, where we would sit by pots of meat." You like meat? The Israelites loved meat. And those are the things they remembered of Egypt. Pots of meat. Maybe to you is sufurias or kettles or microwaves or fridges full of meat. And alcohol and drinks. Those are the things that they remembered. And they asked Moses, "Is it that there were no graves in Egypt that you brought?" And they grumbled. And the Lord came to Moses and Aaron and tells them that it is not against you that they have grumbled, but it is against me. When you complain to men, when you complain when the call of God gets tough, when you complain when things are difficult, the Lord comes to listen. Do you know the Lord listens to his saints? Anytime two or three are gathered, the Lord says he's in their midst. And we see even in Malachi chapter 4, chapter 3, where they were, the people of God talked among themselves. And they were saying, it's in vain to serve the Lord. What have we gained by going about in mourning and serving the Lord? And the Bible says, and the Lord listened. What is the Lord listening to? The voice in your heart? Is there complaining? Is there grumbling? The Lord still gives you the opportunity to return. Do you want to go back? No, that is not our portion. The Lord in Malachi says that he opened the book of remembrance and he said, "There shall be a distinction between those that follow me and those that don't." God will make a distinction between his children and those that are not his. I always say it might take time. The scripture says, though it tarries, wait for it. The vision, though it tarries, though it delays, wait for it. It shall surely come to pass. It is not a lie. God is not a man to lie, nor a son of man to change his mind. You know, I'm told of this, I mean, of Roman history, where when the soldiers went to war, after they will cross a bridge, what the soldier, the captain, what he will do is will burn the bridge. Burn the bridge such that the soldiers can see there is no retreat, there is no going back. They have crossed, there is no bridge. So during war, it's either live, overcome the enemy, or die. God is different. For the Israelites, yes, you know, the Israelites at that point, their mentality was of slaves. They had been in slave servitude for 450 years, 430 years. And for God to make sure that they don't go back, he took them through the Red Sea. He opened the way and closed it. So as they grumbled in the desert, they knew, oh, the road was blocked. Unless they wanted to go around. Well, who knows? But the Lord is never pleased when we think of going back. The Christian journey, the call of God, the call to salvation, the call to holiness, the call to righteousness, the call to serving God is like going to war. And in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 5, God tells us in his word how when the Israelites are to go to war, I mean, the priest will come. I mean, if you can read from verse 1 to around verse 8, 20, Deuteronomy chapter 20, where the priest will say, he'll bless them and tell them to take courage. And then he will ask, is there anyone here who has not dedicated his house? Go back and dedicate it. Or someone else will dedicate it and live in your land. Then he will also ask, is there someone here who has planted a vineyard and has not enjoyed the fruits? Go back and enjoy the fruits. Also, you might die in war and someone enjoy those fruits in your vineyard. Or is there someone here who has pledged to marry a woman? Go back and marry her, or you might die in war and someone else marry a woman. There are many things that if you want to go back to the world, the opportunity is there. But when you become a Christian, you enroll in a war where there is no break, where there is no pausing, where there is no retreat. I always say, if everything is okay, then you might be on the camp of the enemy, because the kingdom divided against itself does not stand. And there are people who will continue to do well. Why? Because the devil knows the moment he brings some fire on them, they will run to God. So he would rather keep them happy. Jesus said in Luke chapter 9, verse 62, he says that no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. It's a painful statement, because he told someone who asked him, let me go back and bury my father before I follow you. Told him, get the dead, bury the dead. But and no one who puts his hand to the plow to work and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Do you want to be fit for the kingdom of God? There is no time to look back. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 12 that let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith. Let us look forward to that city. Let us look forward to the promise that he has for us. The Lord is faithful, my brother, my sister. I want to read just Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36 to 39. Even as I conclude, it says that you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith. And if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. Verse 39 of Hebrews chapter 10. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved. Amen. Those who believe and are saved. I want to pray with us, for you and for me myself, that God will give us the grace to persevere. To persevere just like Abraham did. Yes, he had opportunity to return, but he soldiered on and he looked forward to that city. He looked forward to that land. He looked forward to that heavenly country. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I praise you. I worship your holy name. I thank you for your word that indeed is so true, and that you speak to us and you warn us this morning that we should not look back. Though the opportunity is there, but Lord God, you say you shall not be pleased if we turn back. You shall not be pleased if we look back. I pray, my God, that you may help us to stay in faith, to persevere, to look forward to where you have prepared, O God, for us. And I pray for my listener, that who is struggling with thoughts of the past, I pray that you may encourage them. You may strengthen them in their inner man, that they may look forward to the place, and they that are not saved, that you may forgive their sins and give them a new life and a new hope in you, O God. I honor you, Lord. I bless you and I give you glory. In Jesus' name, pray and believe. Amen. God bless you. Yeah, let's meet again as the Lord allows. Bye.